Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 24th of November, and I'm recording at late-ish 9:58 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time here in London. Okay, so what happened here today? Let's start with the Asia-Pacific region stock markets. And Japan, modest gain, a third of a percentage point for the Nikkei 225. China was more interesting. We had a good jump in the Hong Kong Hang Seng Index. That was up 456 points, so, or 1.95%. The CSI was up even more. Shanghai Composite Index is up 1.85%. That's a big 46-point move to 2,532. And the rest of the China region, generally steady. The HS Hang Seng China Index up over 3%, up nearly 4%. Taiwan up a third of a percent. South Korea up over two-thirds of a percentage point. Australia, which had been coming down virtually in consecutive days, but it bounced today up over 1%. And India, the Sensex index up over half a percentage point in here today, another new all-time high. It's easier to pick out the ones that move down, but first the good gain here in Malaysia, up 1.36%, and that's pretty much it. New Zealand had declined a third of a percentage point in here today. The European markets did not do quite so well, but let's just have a look at those here specifically. It's a mixed bag overall, but the Euro Stoxx 50 index was up over half a percentage point. The UK was down a third of a percentage point. France and Germany up half a percentage point approximately each. Spain looks like the best gain, up 1.16%. And Italy a little lower, Netherlands a little lower, same with Switzerland. Reasonable bounce in Sweden here, two-thirds of a percentage point. Okay, and on Wall Street, I managed to close higher, very modest gains here today. But we are short-term overbought and up at very high levels for these indices. The Dow was just slightly better than unchanged. The S&P 500 up just under a third of a percentage point. And the NASDAQ Composite up nearly 9/10 of a percentage point. So that's just showing that its strengths are still playing out here on Wall Street. Canada a little lower, so is Mexico, so is Brazil, down 1.21%. So what's going on here overall? Well, I think the overall environment is definitely a bullish one, and we've had what appears to be, at least temporarily, the triumph of Mario Draghi over the German finance ministers in terms of the QE that Draghi has, well, he's promised to provide what they need. And there was a lot of opposition, but so far he seems to have won at least a battle in that long argument. And as long as Mario Draghi is in charge and providing accommodative monetary policy, I would give European markets the benefit of the doubt in here. They are still at risk, of course, from Russia, and that's a dangerous long-term situation, as you will be well aware. Now, Asia, again, benefiting from Japan's QE, benefiting from India's all the excitement over India, and again the transformation in terms of in terms of governance that's taking place in India with Mario Draghi. That's a very exciting story. China easing interest rates last week. So again, monetary policy is a main theme here, and also governance in the case of India, and this is playing out extremely well generally by markets. As far as Wall Street is concerned, we've got a more expensive dollar, although that doesn't seem to be creating too much of a headwind so far for the exporters. At least I haven't heard any complaints, but I'll be interested to see when we do begin to hear those. I'm sure the Fed will be watching that dollar rate, and as you know from earlier audios, that the dollar index is up very close to its 2000, I think it's 8, 10, 8, 8, 9, and 10 highs, range highs. And, or is it 9, 10, and 11? I'm not sure, but it's up above that. I'll have to check again to remind myself, but it's up above that 88 level for the US dollar index. Now, we did have a weaker renminbi, Chinese renminbi, in here today. That had been holding very steady with the US dollar. But not too many countries are keen to be matching the greenback in here right now. The Indian rupee also eased a little bit further, but not much. We're talking about very small moves, but the renminbi had a downward dynamic in here today, so it'll be very interesting to see what actually happens tomorrow. I think that was a delayed reaction to the Chinese interest rate cut, but we will see. If it doesn't get any follow-through tomorrow, that would be a good sign. And the bond markets, well, they're quiet here, very quiet. U.S. 10-year slipped just a tiny bit today and is trading at 2.3%, still very low, but nobody in the bond market, in the U.S. bond market, appears to be losing money at this time. I just think this is a very lengthy bottoming out process, and I would much rather be in equities, as you will probably be well aware. And having mentioned that the dollar had eased a little bit in here, some of the individual currencies, the euro has been quite soft and no different here today, although it's only down a fraction. It's at 1.2442 against the greenback. And sterling similarly quiet, up by the tiniest fraction here to 1.5707 against the dollar. And we've also got the Australian dollar just unchanged against the greenback. Okay, in commodity markets, well, platinum and palladium, particularly platinum, weakened in here today. That had had a good day on Friday, but it gave it all up today. It's fallen back to 1204 as I speak. That's down over $23 trading after hours. Silver is up 5.5 cents. That's 1645. So that's quietly steady, and it was down to 1624 and a half earlier this morning. And gold is again a quiet day, but it's picked up here a little bit. It's up 76 cents at 1197.85. So gold and silver steadiest here at the moment. And crude oil a little bit weaker. Brent down 86 cents at 79.50. And the WTI is down 76 cents to 75.75. It's probably going to be quite quiet here ahead of the OPEC, that all-important OPEC meeting. I think OPEC's got a very weak hand here overall. The comments on this, and I'm posting a good leader article on OPEC, but just saying that 20 years ago, OPEC controlled a third of the market. So it had, as an organization, it had a fairly dominant position. But today, it's holding a bigger pardon. I think it was holding nearly 50%. I have to go back and read the article again. Sorry, it was closer to 50%, and it's dropped to a third. I think we'll find that that's correct. It was 50% approximately, but now is only about a third. Apologies for that that error. And anything else here? The grains and beans, a little bit easier, down 5 cents across the board there. And natural gas, also a little easier, 4.15. And that's pretty much it on a mostly quiet day, but good steady action, as I mentioned at the beginning, in those Asia-Pacific stock markets. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.